She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101 coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. We're also live on the internet. So let people know all over that they can listen to Hawaiian Automotive 101 on the internet. Okay? Okay. There was a car stalled on the H1 freeway the other morning, creating a hellacious traffic jam. And the tow truck that went there, that patrols the freeways, got there finally and tried to help the person. By the way, the person was in the far left lane and he was going to jump start it for the lady. Found out it was a battery electric car and he could not jump start it. The battery electric cars is 600 volts. His small little 12 volt jumper could not get it going even if he tried. The lady said she had forgotten to charge it up. So he ended up having to tow it. But where? You gotta tow it someplace that has that special charger to charge it up.
They have it all over though now.
But try being in a car that's dead and want to find out where you're going to go. Now how are you going to get there?
Hey, those electric cars only run on...
Only on the battery. It's not a hybrid. It's a battery car. Electric. Okay? It's like that other brand, that brand that's out there. What's that?
Tesla.
Yeah. There's no dealership, you know. You got to buy it from the dealer, from the manufacturer. So what happens when you have a problem? Uh-oh. Now you have a problem. Because there's no dealer.
Wait, how do the other people here get that car then? There's a lot of people with the Tesla around.
They buy it from the manufacturer. There's no dealer. You got to get a hold of the manufacturer and they ship it to you. I don't think it's going to work too long. But anyway, electric cars let off what is called EMF. Okay? EMF, if you go look it up, is one of the highest causes of cancer. Yeah, you save on fuel and you put your life on the line to get cancer. And you know, people not thinking. They're only thinking about money. Money is nothing. Money can never ever buy you a life. When money can do that, that's something. Okay? Money will never buy a life. Ever. In Hong Kong, I know that's not Hawaii, but in Hong Kong, the octane for premium, okay? You ready for this? 107. Hong Kong is 107, okay? In Germany, regular is 100. Wow, we're in the wrong place. They got 100 octane over there. In the Philippines now, okay, is 104 for premium. What happened to us? Anyway, There was this thing on YouTube that is really sickening. Really sickening of the human race. A lady rolls over her car, crashes her car, she's pinned in a car. Okay? A so-called Good Samaritan rushes over there, tells her he's going to help her. Number one, he don't have the jaws of life. She's crushed in a car. And she believes him. He reaches in the car to take her purse and takes off. Takes her purse, folks, and gets away with her credit cards and money and everything. Unheard of. It's on YouTube. Go look it up.
Well, how did they get on YouTube?
Somebody that came was witnessing this whole thing, videoed the thing on his phone. So people gotta understand. They got phones, they got what those little planes that fly around? Drones. Yeah. More and more drones flying around. And it's a wonder the drones don't hit each other. You know? You can't do things like this without people knowing it.
So then was that guy caught?
Nope. Because the guy that was videotaping it didn't chase him. I don't know. Why didn't he videotape the license number? At least. But anyway, just to show you what's happening to the so-called human race. Okay? Okay, now, before we get on further, let's put in a trivia. How's about a trivia?
Okay.
How many flies are flying around in Honolulu?
10 million.
I think more than that. Bob is thinking now. He's going to be looking on the internet how many flies flying around in Honolulu. No, that's joking, folks. The trivia is, we asked what was on the corner of Kalakau and Kapi'olani on the Cocoa Head, Makai side? And we asked what was on the Mauka side. Now we're going to ask what was on the corner of Kalakaua and Kapi'olani, okay, on the Eva Makai side. What was there? Back in the 50s and 60s. What was there? Oh, I see everybody hitting the computer. Looking at what was there. Okay, you got 30 seconds to do it. How's that? Go. The number is 808-524-1080. And this is for a Royal Purple oil change on your car. Okay? And a checkout from bumper to bumper, roof to tire. 808-524-1080. And this has been put on by Nita's Auto Repair. Okay? Okay, polishing your car. People ask what polish to use and all of that stuff. Okay. I recommend using Meguiar polish. Meguiar has a whole full line of car care products and very, very simple to use. So go use the Meguiar car polish. If your car is brand new, like my daughter Tammy's one, she just bought a 4Runner from Maui Toyota. And she already waxed it. There's a spray wax that Meguiar makes. You spray it on and wipe it, and that's it. very easy, so there is no excuse. I don't have the time to wax my car. Okay? But when you wax your car, do not wash with soap water. Do not go to car wash with the soap. It will remove the wax. Common sense, okay? Anyway. Soap removes wax. So, if you work hard to put it on, don't use soap. To wash the car, get a small piece, terry cloth, soak it in water, and do a fender, a door at a time. And wipe it dry with a big bath towel. That's it. Very, very simple. Don't shoot it with water because we have enough salt in the air to make it rust. Oh, by the way, you should have on all new cars, you gotta tell Tammy that, to put on the electronic rust-proofing device so that it protects the car on the bottom, not the top, the bottom. Okay? Is it break time? No? Yes?
Yes. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? I heard him coughing already.
I know, George, Rolling Bob, little cough, sorry about that. But you know what? I pride myself on thinking things out, and this one caught me off guard. I never thought about an electric car running out of juice on the freeway.
So Bob would have been one of them.
So, doing my research, I find out that AAA, first of all, you can't tow it. You have to put it on a flatbed.
That's right.
Because of the electric motors and the, you know, that control the wheels and that some thing that charges when you hit the brakes. So that's the first problem. But AAA is testing in Oregon three types of recharges. You know, one is like a battery pack in a pickup truck. The other one is charged off the truck's engine. The third one is a separate generator in the truck. But the fascinating thing is, the way this setup works, it takes 10 to 15 minutes, and it'll charge the car up and up for 10 miles. And basically, all they do is just get you off the freeway, and then you're on your own. But, like you said, I never thought, and then now I'm going to look at electric cars differently, like, hey, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You forget to charge your car. Woo!
Yep.
And you know how people are, even with their, like, gasoline, and there's plenty of gas stations. I mean, we all know the people that put a dollar in the tank. I see him at the gas station. I'm going, how far are we going to go on a dollar?
Oh, about 100 miles.
Oh, right. Well, maybe if he's using ethanol, but I won't get into that argument. So anyway, now I have to remind people, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And don't forget to charge up before you leave home. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. And by the way, if you got a home charger, it takes 8 hours to charge it up. So if you get home late, sorry, you're not going to work tomorrow. So anyway, okay, who's next on the call?
We have Francis from Kanuki.
Hi, Francis.
I like to try the trivia.
Good luck.
Okay, Aloha Motors.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
How you know it's Aloha Motors?
I kind of lived in that area.
Hmm. Okay, we have a winner. Hang on and give Wanda your answer and information.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, now we got to move along, and Wanda's still on the phone. So, Wanda, you got to take his information. Okay, so who's next on the phone?
We have Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Hi. You know, I like to turn off my car, and I like to know what kind of spotlight I'm going to use.
Autolite. Autolite racing plug.
Braking plug.
Racing.
Autolite.
What kind of car?
The Camaro.
What?
Camaro.
Okay, I think that the plug number for that car is AR3924.
CR3924.
A. A as in Apple.
Mm-hmm.
R. 3924.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Who's next? Okay. Okay. The other thing is plugs. There's a lot of spark plugs on the market today, and you know, I'm glad that call was about spark plug. The best plug tested now, folks. We test every plug. The best spark plug tested is the Autolite racing plug. If they don't have the Autolite racing plug for your particular car, then use the Autolite XP. Okay, the letter X as in X-ray, and P as in Peter. Okay, but Autolite racing is your number one choice, and the reason for that is in every spark plug, there is what is called a resistance. They put a resistance in there, and that cuts down the voltage to the tip of the spark plug. So give you an example. If the wire going to the spark plug is carrying 40,000 volts, when it hits the spark plugs, it'll cut down to like 10,000 volts. Why you want that? You want the maximum spark, so you get the maximum gas mileage, the maximum burn, because the gasoline today is very hard to ignite, very difficult. If you don't believe me, go get a plate, buy some of your gas, put it in a plate, and try lighting it. Try lighting it, okay? It's harder to light. And get some racing fuel and light it. It lights 100 times easier than the pump gas. So, what's up with that? What's up is gas mileage, money. Everything comes down to money. Okay? Talking about money, I just found out Thursday, I had to drive all the way to Waipahu. And folks, if you drive in that traffic, I just can't believe how you can put up with it. It took me 1 hour to go from Kalihi to Waipahu, one way. It was bumper-to-bumper traffic at noon. 12 o'clock. It wasn't 5 o'clock. Okay? The parts guy that I'm buying the part from in Waipahu let all his delivery people go because it was ridiculous, he said. They would be out all day just to deliver one part. So anyway, I was going down and I'm looking at the people working on the rail. Hardly anybody working. Okay? But there's traffic. So I get there, I'm talking to the parts owner at the store there in Waipahu. And he's telling me about how frustrated he is with his own rail stuff. He's cutting down on his business, he's hurting. And the landlord doesn't care. He still charges the full rent. Anyway, we should all be working together. And we're not. The landlords all jack up the rent. They don't care. Anyway, the guy tells me, do you know that the company from the mainland that was building the rail quit? He pulled out. That's why there's hardly anybody working. The only people working is the local state workers. That's it. They quit because the state owes this company, the rail company, $150 million. He'd been trying to collect, and they wouldn't pay him. So he said, okay, that's it. We're done. So, that's the under-the-table information, okay? So much for the rail and the traffic. Boy, I give you people credit that drive in the traffic every day. Poor thing. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. I got a call from a few people in Kona and Maui that what happened to the radio show. I said, well, I'm still there. I'm on a different station. And they don't get the feed from our station because it's a little weaker. So, let the people know, your friends and relatives on the other islands that listen, to get on the internet. We are broadcasting live on the internet, courtesy of hernco.com. Okay? So, anyway, let people know that if they can't pick us up on the radio, get to the internet. The show is to help people, folks. You know, we try to make it entertaining too, but the show mainly is to help people. Okay? Okay. 808-524-1080. If you have a question, comment, whatever. Okay?
Well, see if I tell us about, see if somebody like I bought a brand new car. I get the brand new car. What's the first thing I should do?
Oh, that's a good question. The first thing you're going to do, make sure you got insurance and shop around. Don't stay with the insurance just because you've been with them for 50 years. Shop around. The insurance companies are not loyal to you. Okay? So shop around, number one. Number two, wax the vehicle. They don't wax it anymore like the old days. The old days, they would wax it. Today, wash it, clean it up, and it's yours. So wax it. Use the Meguiar wax and wax it. If you don't have the time, use the Meguiar spray wax. They have a extra spray wax that's really easy. You spray on, wipe off, that's it. Okay? The other thing, change the motor oil to the Royal Purple HPS motor oil. You gotta look around for it and get it. I would recommend also, highly recommend, installing the electronic rust proofing device. We have it, we install it, and Harvey Maeda on Kauai, it does the same thing. You can get it from Harvey, and give Harvey a call at 651-2813. 651-2813. Or you can get it from Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. If you're on Maui or the other islands, you can give us a call and we will send it to you. It's very, very easy to install. Very easy. And comes with a lifetime guarantee. Okay? That's the important things to do.
That's it. Change motor oil.
Hmm?
That's it. Change the motor oil and...
Yeah.
So what if I want to use whatever motor oil is in there first and then...
You can. But if you want it to last longer, the Royal Purple is 100 times better than the oil you have in the new car. You always got to take... evil, okay? But if the dealer or manufacturers rather was like before, in the old days, they thought about the people. They built the cars better. That's why you see a lot of classic cars still running. You think the new cars are going to be running 30 years from now? I don't think so. Okay? So, if they thought about it, they will put the good oil in. They don't. They just put whatever. Okay? So, advisable to go with the Royal Purple HPS. That oil is good for 15,000 miles. Okay? Anyway,
we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink more, but I had a friend instead. I felt proud of myself, but when you said I should, I didn't drink and drive, but some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice. and your advice to me was right. But the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight. I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming on, something I expected late. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, this voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was blind eyed. If he chose to drink and drive, and I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it runs blind, and the pain is cutting me like a 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to the grave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'd still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final minute, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold him on as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love him more, so I love him again.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call. And we can try to answer your question. And Bob here, different Bob, not Bob's Minute, had a good question. A good question about covering the VIN number. It's true. Cover the VIN number on your new cars. The one on the dash. Slip a piece of paper behind there, and on the safety sticker, get some acetone, brake clean, or something, and take off the VIN number from the safety sticker. Because you take a picture with your phone, go to a locksmith, and this locksmith will make you a key, whether it's the electronic one or whatever. Now we can go into a business stealing cars. Anyway, the other hot topic is, please folks, have HPD ticket the red light. I'm seeing red light runners. I mean, red light, it's solid red. Red, okay? And they're going right through the red light like it's nothing. Not one, not two, but 4 to 5 cars. And nothing has been done. What do we do? Is the city council and the state waiting for people to die before you do something? That's the thinking, you know. They don't put a traffic light until people die there. Then when they die there, I think we need a traffic light. You know, don't you think it's kind of stupid? I know. Donald Trump said they got half the brains. Well, anyway. Let's try to change that just a little. Okay? Stop the red light runners and tag them. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey George, how you doing? Yeah, I agree with what you said. You know, people need to wake up already, and also like I repeated earlier in previous shows, you know, the consequences need to be more harsh.
Yes.
I still see people on a daily basis talking on their phones while they're driving their cars.
Yes.
They're going down King Street, and you know, if they're talking on their phone, you don't know, they might weave into you in the other lane.
Yes.
It causes a serious accident. And we all know how many crosswalks there are on King Street.
Yep.
If they're too busy posting a picture on Instagram or whatever social media site, and they're not paying attention, they could seriously hurt or kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess nowadays the human brain is all... It is what I call the me-first club. People are selfish nowadays the way they drive.
Yep.
Gone are the good old days of driving with Aloha.
That's right.
And I can give you an example of the cops, not cops, but law enforcement waiting too long till an accident happened. Where I live, maybe about several years ago, they only installed a traffic light at a crosswalk until after somebody crashed their car into somebody's fence. Mm. So that's a good example of them waiting until something...
Why do they have to be so stupid?
Yeah, well, like I said before, people here in Hawaii, or at the government level, are reactive instead of proactive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you're telling somebody who has diabetes, instead of them changing their diet now, they're going to change it when too late.
Yep. Did you see the news last night?
No, I did not.
The city put the fence on the Kapalama Canal, right?
Yeah, by HCC across...
Yeah, and they fenced off the fire hydrants.
What, they blocked the fire hydrant?
Yes. Where's the common sense?
Yeah, and you know, one thing about this rail, I'm hopping on the rail, but I don't see how the thing can be over budget and people's heads don't roll. If you do that in private industry, you're gone.
That's right.
But I guess when you work for the government, you can
do anything.
You can make serious fiscal mistakes and still keep your job and still collect a paycheck every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, man, I wish I had a job like that.
Go apply for the bill.
Yeah, you probably don't need much, huh?
Nope.
You probably just got to know how to not talk pidgin and talk good English.
Mm-hmm.
All right, George, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George.
How you doing?
Oh, good, thank you, George. How about you? Okay?
Still alive.
Yes, you know, we're still, the blood's still warm, huh?
Yep.
George, you know, you're talking about the other side of Kalakaua, and, you know, you stirred up a hornet's nest of memories.
I figured that.
I wanted to take you down memory lane and ask you, remember Top's restaurant?
Yep.
Cow Cow Corner?
Yep.
Oh, boy. We used to love going to those places.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so easy, too. Yeah, just pull up, park in front,
yep.
Walk in, nice, comfy, big, soft booth.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted a booth, or you could sit at the counter, whatever.
It was really nice.
Oh, so good fun, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
cannot be.
Yeah, George, you know, my friends, they go, well, Rob, you don't go anywhere. I go, why should I go anywhere, you know?
Nothing to see.
I don't recognize... I don't recognize my town anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I recognize where I live. That's good. Stay away. I mean,
you know, I hope so.
God. So, I don't know. I mean, I really do feel for everybody that's got to live down in that mess of rail projects and traffic and stuff.
It's not good, Rob.
I mean, I really don't know how... And, you know, I was looking at real estate and even places for rent, George, out where I live on
it's skyrocketing.
Down this end of the island, you, first of all, mostly you can't afford to buy anything. And then for rent, there's nothing to rent.
Yep. So
it's all gone.
So that's why you end up homeless.
Yeah, and all of that means something. That's exactly right.
Yeah, but do you think the politicians know that? No.
I just heard you mention... I mean, can you imagine how much that fencing project must have cost?
$200,000.
So
$200,000.
$250,000 for a problem. I mean, you know, we won't get into the weeds too much on this. And then on top of that, the contractor and the guys overlooked the fire plugs?
Yep, the fire hydrants. They blocked them off. That shows how much common sense the human race has.
Oh, man.
Don't you think that's stupid?
I mean, just when you thought it couldn't get worse, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad I wasn't watching the news last night. I'd rather hear it from you.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you know, Rob, I don't know where these people get their driver's license from. The other night, I was at the intersection of Liliha and Vineyard. I was on Vineyard, the second car in line, an ambulance comes down the road, okay, in the back of us. I'm tooting my horn for the guy in the front of me to go through the red light so we can give the ambulance room.
Yeah, that's right. You're supposed to, I believe.
Yes. He don't move. Nobody's moving. The ambulance sitting there.
Well, they froze up.
It's stupid. So I'm thinking, where these guys get the license from?
That's right, George. You're supposed. I don't care what. You have to make way.
They don't.
Come on. Oh, we learned that how long ago?
Yep.
You just do what you can.
Let the ambulance through. They never move. Then finally, the one in the front of me and the one on the left of me, they move a little bit, and the ambulance barely made it through.
Oh, boy.
Barely made it.
I've been in the back of that wagon, and
it's not good.
Those drivers, they tear hair.
Yep.
George, that's a tough job to have in this town.
Well, I don't know. I'm getting really frustrated with it. And until people get together and spread the word, it ain't going to happen.
Shoot. Well, okay. Well, already, we solved all those problems.
You know what I don't like, too, is when they do get out of the way, when you're out, say, like, on the freeway, and you do get out of the way, and then the ambulance passes you, and all those cars that are in the back try to zoom up, and you can't get back on because they won't let you.
That's the mentality of today.
Yeah, they want to draft. They want to draft it and
ambulance.
Take advantage of the space that the ambulance creates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, gang.
Thanks, Rob. Take care.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Oh, you're late today, Dean.
I need your help on this lawnmower, you know. Even as bulky as it is, I gotta bring them into you. You gotta help me. We gotta take apart the gas tank and clean the carburetor. I give up trying to figure out how to dismantle the gas tank.
Bring it in.
I give up.
Bring it in.
Yeah, bring them in.
It's as simple as pulling the cord and it starts.
Yes, I mean, what happens is that I know, okay, it's this ethanol gas mix over 90. I get a good spark plug on. It run and then it kill over and then it won't want to start up again. I cannot get it to fire.
Hmm.
Yeah, it'll run for about 8 to 10.
It could be the magneto.
Smoothly, and then that's it.
No, it could be the magneto.
Oh.
The magneto is what fires the spark plug.
Hmm.
And okay. Because if you leave the lawnmower on off.
Yeah.
Okay, when you turn it off, you leave it like that, it will kill the magneto.
Oh.
You're supposed to turn the switch back on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, by leaving it on, it does not kill the magneto.
Okay.
Okay, and you've been leaving it off.
Okay.
You kill the magneto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Bring it in.
I'll bring it in.
All right.
Okay, thanks, George.
Okay, is it break time?
It's break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalamuili E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my phone.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Ukulele Joe on the line.
Ukulele Joe?
Yeah, you like the song I played for you last time?
Oh, that's fantastic. And I love it.
To finish up the four corners, you had Murphy's Aloha Motors, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Kau Kau Corner went to Coco's.
Mm-hmm.
To Hard Rock Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a mainland firm of a coffee shop. Across the street, Mauka Side, was Finance Factors, owned by Hiram Fong. In the back of him was Lippius in the service station.
Mm-hmm.
The other corner was the first furniture store that sold the water mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the four corners.
Okay.
Now
you killed my trivia for next week.
What was on the other three corners? That's all right. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the song. It was very appropriate.
I did. You're very good.
On the phone, yeah.
Very good. It's so pleasing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Lana from IEA.
Hi, Lana.
Oh, hi, George. Hey, you know, Rob, well, I'm glad he's still around. I know he's been going through a lot of stuff, and I'm glad he's still around. Anyway, he mentioned about the rail, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I just passed there yesterday, going Waipio side.
Mm-hmm.
Not Waipio, boy. Waikele, yeah. Oh, man, you know how people used to grumble about their car being hit by all kinds of debris
mm-hmm.
and damage?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you go right on the I went the back way, you know, where Leeward College.
Mm-hmm.
All the bags. On that day with all the whatever rocks, you metals, whatever. Oh, I told myself, well, hope one don't fall on my car. Oh, I'll make so much noise. So he was talking about the rail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you hear about the latest?
Mm-hmm.
Another, you know, Mufi? Now, the hotel industry donated quite a bit of money. And guess who's going to be charged?
Mufi?
Huh?
Mufi?
Yeah, I said, what? You know, they're going to just lose the money. They're not going to have nothing accomplished. and not only that, I mean, same old. And all, you know why the politicians are not getting anything resolved? They're making study after study. Nobody is taking charge because they're using your guys' money. Because you guys voted them all in, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know what I mean? They're using the taxpayer money. It's not their money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're so irresponsible. But it's sad to see, because I come from a different generation, but it's sad to see what's happening today.
That's right.
I feel sorry for the young people.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't want to be here tomorrow.
Huh?
I don't want to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, well, our days there are numbered, George, but at least we had a wonderful life, yeah?
Oh, the best. Man. The best.
Yeah, no joke. Hey,
the best.
By the way, I asked everybody, you know, when you talk about the rail, right? A lot of them are four. I tell them, are you going to ride it? They tell me no. I said, you get your nerve. You get the rail and you're not going to jump on it? Crying out loud, I said. Oh, I shake my head.
Who's going to pay for it?
All the people that they think it's going to become a reality. By the time they'll be all gone, and the next generation will suffer.
You know, Lana, if they're way over budget out in the cane fields, Imagine when they hit Dillingham Boulevard.
Oh, God help us. No, not only that, the traffic. You think it's bad that side?
Mm-hmm.
They're getting it, right? Like Waipahu, Kapolei.
No, when they get to Dillingham, Dillingham has high power lines that have to be taken down and put in the ground.
Oh, I can imagine.
So the cost is going to be astronomical.
Yeah, you know, they say hit Cam Highway, right? I mean, yeah, the behind all CPs and all, you know, Chiroside.
Yeah, there's no power lines.
Yeah, you know how many times when they dig up and all the, I don't know who they're hiring, because the local people don't know how what to do about rail, and they're digging up and they hit all kinds of pipelines, and
mm-hmm.
they make all damage, all the steel plates and all that ruining our cars,
mm-hmm.
you know. But what can you do? Oh, you know when Carlisle ran? Oh, he was a... I would call names, but I got to be a lady on the radio, right? You know, he came out because he's for the rail. He's the very one ain't going to ride it. No way, Jose. You know, he said, I can see him on TV, and he said, oh, don't you feel wonderful that I cannot wait till the rail comes? wait. Rail right in front, my front door. That's what he said. Oh, the stupid people you voted for Carla. How can you do that when he said the most stupidest thing? I mean, he's an attorney, right? Prosecutor, you name it. But when he said that, I never did care for him, but I, you know, anyway, his son went to the school that my granddaughter went, but that's not the point. I used to see him around, and I used to tell, you look familiar, but I don't like tell him who he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's his total head, because he's not worth remembering. But anyway, when he said that, I said, how can people vote for him? He's the very one going to use car. He's going to need his car.
That's right.
Probably, yeah, so I don't know. It is so bad. Judge, I feel so sorry for the younger generation and the old folks. How they gonna get around? And they ain't gonna ride the bus. I mean, the rail. They gotta stop somewhere and just wait. By the time, oh my gosh, I don't know. It's a little lolo. I cannot believe what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, pretty soon I gotta call you and make an appointment with Todd.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Take care. Thank you for
you
the
too.
Programming.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, you know, I just want to say that, you know, the politicians and people, they're not thinking. They got rid of the Hawaii Raceway Park, and the Hawaii Raceway Park, I believe, was the very first organized official race in Hawaii. And being the first and official one, it should have been on the historic list. But no, they broke it down. Just like they did with the big mansion, Victoria Ward. It was a beautiful mansion on Ward Avenue. And it was beautiful. Go look it up. Go look it up on the computer. Victoria Ward Estate. Beautiful. They broke it all down. Okay? And there's no such thing in their mind of historic. No history. Smash it all down. So anyway, I don't know. I don't know what to say. But we need to make these politicians accountable. Get involved, folks. Don't let them use you. Okay? This rail is going way over budget. Where is all the money going? Why is it costing so much? Didn't they have a bid down? Anyway.
Ready for the last caller? Fast call?
We're going to go off the air already.
Oh, okay.
They got to call earlier next week. Okay. So, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and making the show what it is. It's the people. Just like the country. It's the people that make the country. You the people of Hawaii. Take care of each other. And please don't drink and drive. We'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha. I am
packing 150 miles.